Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Ashley Hansen somewhere in Minnesota on a bus. I'm not sure. She is an artist, and she is the founder of the Department of Public Transformation, a consortium of artists all across the United States who really collaborate, they help one another, they give advice, that sort of thing. But also the director of Play Space. It is a theater production company, and you folks go to smaller communities all across the state of Minnesota and even elsewhere, and you do these performances that require a great deal of research because they're all original plays that you folks write and you do music for. I mean, it's amazing the work that goes into these things. They take months to prepare. It involves a great deal of the folks in the community. And of course, it occurs to me, how do you pay for all of this?
Yeah, so the theater productions are a lot of different kinds of grant sources. I mean, most of it is grant funding. We are so fortunate to live in the state of Minnesota where we have the Legacy Fund. So a lot of our production costs come from the Minnesota State Arts Board or the local regional arts councils. We've received grants from Historical Society. We've received grants from Xcel Energy, Kresge Foundation. So it's, you know, a mix of national, regional, and, you know, hyper-local grantings as well. Some productions we've raised money locally, especially if we've been in a town a few times and people know what it is. They get excited and want to have another production happen. So we'll be able to, you know, work with some of the local community organizations to raise the funds.
Where's your next town? Do you have that on,
yes,
on the map yet?
Yeah, so I'm up in Fergus Falls right now. Our next production is probably our most ambitious. We are actually working with 4 different communities at one time. It's a county-wide theater production for a 150-year celebration of Otter Tail County. So right now I'm staying in Gus the Bus in Fergus Falls, but the 4 towns that we're working with are Pelican Rapids, Perham, Parker's Prairie, and Battle Lake. And we're deep in research phase, so we've got one more community event next week, and we're doing interviews throughout this week, going to Perham's historical walking tour this evening. And then we'll be writing over the summer. Auditions will be in late July, rehearsals in August, and the production will happen in mid-September. And this will happen over 4 days, and it'll be kind of like an epic Rashomon-style play. So if you come to one production, you'd get a pretty full idea of the story. But if you come to all 4, you'll be able to see this tale unfold from 4 different perspectives.
I just, wow. I'm so amazed that this is going on. I just can't even hardly stand it. Wow.
Yeah, the weekend of September 15th. If any listeners have, you know, friends or family in this area up here, if you guys want to take a road trip, let me know. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
Ashley Hansen is the founder of the Department of Public Transformation, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.